Angelica Hello, this is the first episode of Spurbs Herbs Chinese Formulas. Shichuan Dabutong, all-inclusive great tonifying decoction, presented by myself, Dr. Greg Sperber. We have a wonderful show today. We are going to actually be talking with my acupuncturist, my Chinese herbalist, because he had prescribed this formula to me, and I wanted to get his rationale for that. So we have a nice interview with Dr. Min Fan, as well as lots of information about Shichuan Dabutong. All righty, let's get into it. Okay. So, we do not have a sponsor for today's show. Please support us, however, by using the Amazon banner ad on our homepage at www.spurbsherbs.com. That's spurbsherbs, spurbsherbs.com. That will really help us. If you are an acupuncturist, this podcast, as well as many others, are approved for CAB, California Acupuncture Board, CUs, and NCCAOM PDAs at a reasonable cost, very reasonable cost, actually. We are looking for sponsors for our podcast. If you are looking for effective, super-targeted, personalized advertising with an excellent return on investment, check out the advertising section of our website. Let's get into Shichuan Dabutong. So let me try and get that correct with the correct tones on that. It's Shichuan Dabutong. So Shichuan Dabutong. So that's second tone, fourth tone, third tone, first tone. Shichuan Dabutong. That is the correct or somewhat correct pronunciation, as correct as I can get it with the tone marks here. So the English translation for this is all-inclusive great tonifying decoction. That is what Shichuan Dabutong stands for. Other names for this formula include ten tonic decoction, Shibutong, all-inclusive drink, Shichuan Yin, great tonifying all-inclusive powder, Dabu Shichuan San, all-inclusive great tonifying power, Shichuan Dabu San, augmented eight treasure decoction, Jia Wei Ba Jian Tong. And some Japanese names include Juzen Tai Hao To, TJ48, and Juzen Tai Hoto. Those are all names for the same formulas. So what this classically does, the Chinese medical actions for this formula include warming and tonifying the qi and blood. And that really is the category that it falls into, which is tonify qi and blood category. Indications include a wan complexion. So this word wan is an interesting W-A-N. And it kind of means pasty or white, you know, without color. That's a wan complexion. Fatigue. Reduced appetite, dizziness, listlessness, so just not wanting to do anything, dyspnea, which is trouble breathing, palpitations, which is a feeling of your heartbeat, spontaneous sweating, night sweats, cold extremities, spermatorrhea. So what spermatorrhea is an interesting term that's used a lot in Chinese medicine, which really doesn't have a lot of context in a Western point of view. Basically, literally what it means is leakage of semen. I think it is probably best thought of, I've been told by some of my teachers, as a nocturnal emission, that it's unwanted emission of semen. Which is essentially a nocturnal emission. So if there's excessive nocturnal emissions, then that would be a potential use for this formula. A pale tongue and a thin and frail pulse. So really what we're getting here with all of this is about deficiency. There's a lot of deficiency going on here. The formula is also used to treat sores, especially those that do not heal. You can think of this as we don't have enough qi and blood to heal the sores properly. So for chi deficiency, one, this is a quote, for chi deficiency, one tonifies using sweet herbs like renshen, baijiu, so renshen ginseng, baijiu attracted lotus, fuling poria, and gansao licorice. Sweet and warming, they augment the stomach. They have the ability to strengthen the transportation. So remember, transportation is one of the functions of the spleen. As they all have the virtue of being thoroughly harmonious, they are considered gentlemen. So this is talking about one of the constituent formulas. So what's really cool about this formula is it's a combination of two commonly used formulas and a couple other herbs. And one of those formulas is Sijunzitong. Sijunzitong means four gentlemen. And that's sort of the classic formula for qi deficiency. And that's what we're talking about here. That so they are considered gentlemen. As they are all have the virtue of being thoroughly harmonious, they are considered gentlemen. That's why it's called Sijunzitong, the four gentlemen decoction. And of the herbs that are in there, the four herbs, renshen, baijiu, fuling, and gansao, renshen is considered the chief herb. So sources differ on when this formula was first published. One source said it was 1180 CE. Another says it was in 1078 to 1085 CE in the Taiping Hui Minhe Jiju Fang, the Imperial Grace Formulary of the Taiping Era. That has, to me, a little bit more credence, but it does add about 100 years as to when this was first published. And as I mentioned earlier, the category for this formula is tonified qi and blood formulas. The ingredients, as we mentioned earlier, include Sijunzitong, which is ginseng radix, renshen, and that's usually done in 6 to 9 grams. The one source I have is 8 grams, and its main function is to tonify qi. There's attracted lotus, macrocephalae, rhizoma, which is baijiu, which is used at 10 to 12 grams, and another formulary says 10 grams, so they're in the same ballpark, which again is part of the tonify qi category. We have poria or fuling, that's poria scleratorium, I'll get that right. Poria, fuling, which is used at 12 to 15 grams. Though, again, one of my sources says 8 grams. I think 12 to 15 grams is probably a little bit more usual. And it's in the drain damp category of herbs. We have glycericae, radix, preparata, which is gansao. So this is prepared gansao or prepared licorice. Honey-fried licorice is usually how it's prepared. And that's used in 3 to 6 grams. And, again, one source says 5 grams. And that, again, is in the tonified qi category. So we actually have, of those first four, three of them are in the tonified qi category, and one is in the drain damp category. That drain damp there is to kind of protect against the tonified qis, because when you tonify, you can create some potential for dampness. So the drain damp kind of balances that out. The next set of herbs is actually from another formula, which is called siwutang, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. Siwutang means four substance decoction. And these ingredients include Romania, radix preparata, which is Shu Di Huang. Let me do those accents better. Shu Di Huang. And 15 to 18 grams. So there's a lot of the Shu Di in there. And we often do, by the way, Shu Di Huang is the Chinese name for it, but we often shorten that to Shu Di instead of and just not say Huang. So 15 to 18 grams, and my other source says 8 to 15 grams, so a little bit fewer, a little bit smaller amounts. And this is in the tonify the blood category of herbs. We have Paeonia radix alba, or Bai Xiao, which is 12 to 15 grams. Again, a relatively large dose, though the one source says 8 grams. And again, this is part of the tonify the blood category. Another tonify the blood herb is Angelica sinensis radix, or Dongguai, 12 to 15 grams. 10 grams is my other source. So again, large doses of these herbs that are tonifying the blood. The final ingredient for Siwu Tong is Chuangshan rhizoma, or Chuangshan, 6 to 9 grams, or one source says 5 grams. And this is actually in the invigorate the blood category. So tonify the blood herbs can have the possibility of creating stagnation. So we add in Chuangshan to invigorate the blood and balance out those tonify the blood herbs. So we have in Siwu Tong, we have 3 tonify the blood herbs and 1 invigorate the blood herbs. The other 2 herbs that make up, by the way, sure means 10. So when we say all inclusive, we're actually saying 10 inclusive. But often, if you know a little bit about Chinese, 10, 100,000, 10,000, and the 10,000 myriad things are often used to be more encompassing than just the actual number 10. So it's translated as all-inclusive, great tonifying decoction, rather than 10. But there are kind of considered 10 herbs traditionally. We've discussed 8 of them. The last 2 are Cinnamomum cortex, or Ro Gui, which is used in 6 to 9 grams, or the one source says 8 grams. And it's used for it's from the category of warm the interior and expel colds. This is a very warming herb and is used to warm. So this formula warms. It tonifies qi, tonify blood, and warms the qi in the blood. And this is the warming herb, the big warming herb. Other herbs are warming. This one's almost on the hot category. It's quite warming. And then the 10th herb is Astragalus radix, or huang qi, which is very commonly used, astragalus. And this dosing is 15 to 18 grams. Usually astragalus is dosed at a higher than most herbs. So 15 to 18 grams is definitely within a standard dose. Our other source says 15 grams, so right in there. And that is part of the tonify qi category. But it is also a bit on the warming side, and it raises things. That's one of its big functions. It's a great herb. Now, there are 2 other herbs added, which are not part of those 10. And these herbs are often added into formulas, actually with a 3rd herb, which is already in this. And they're added to kind of harmonize the formula, make it easier to assimilate, digest, and kind of balance out a formula. And they include Zingiberus rhizoma recens, which is Shenjiang, which is fresh ginger, and comes from the category of warm acrid herbs that release the exterior. So even though it's warm acrid herbs that release the exterior, which we'd usually think about using when we have a cold or some sort of external attack from a Chinese point of view, but ginger is also very harmonizing, and as we know, it prevents nausea and vomiting and all that. So it's used often. That's the 3 treasures in Chinese medicine, or this is one of those. We're going to talk about the other 2 in just a second. So the second one of these is jujube fructus, which is da zhao, which is Chinese dates. It's Chinese dates, or jujube. Sometimes they're just called jujube, but Chinese dates. And this is from the tonify qi category, and that is a very harmonizing herb. Again, these 2, along with licorice, which is already in our formula in the 6 gentlemen, the jinzitong, those 3 herbs are often added. Sometimes all 3 herbs, sometimes 1 herb, sometimes 2 of them. But they are added often to many formulas to help harmonize and help the integration, the digestion, and the harmonizing of the formula. So those are very common herbs. So those are the ingredients of our formula, Shichuan Dabutong. Let's talk about the administration of it. How are we supposed to take it? Traditionally, it's said to coarsely grind equal amounts of the ingredients and cook 6 grams of the powder. And by cooking, it means, boil them. Another source says take 6 grams as a draft, which basically means you take the powder directly and then wash it down with 3 pieces of the Shenjiang, the fresh ginger, and 2 pieces of the Chinese dates, the dazhao. However, currently, it is usually taken as a decoction with the dosages specified. So we haven't really talked about preparations. We do. We have a podcast coming up that we're going to talk about different ways to prepare formulas. A decoction is one of those ways and is probably the most traditionally common way used in present day in taking herbs. And that's where we'll get into more details. But essentially, you boil them and you strain out the herbs and you drink the boiled water, you know, the water afterwards. And so that's a decoction. There are many, many other ways of taking herbs, but that is, in modern times, the most common traditional way of taking the herbs. And I say traditional because there are some very common ways of taking herbs these days that are not kind of traditional. You know, there's capsules and granules and all sorts of stuff. And again, we'll talk about these in future shows. The other thing to think about administration here is we talked about Renshen being the chief herb of Sijunzitag, or Four Gentlemen decoction. That's ginseng Renshen. Very, very common, but expensive herb. So often, Dongshen or Codenopsis radix, which is just the Western name is Codenopsis, often 2 to 3 times of Codenopsis is used as a substitute for Renshen. This is very common. Do we prefer Renshen? Yes. Do we prefer ginseng? Yes. But Dongshen and Codenopsis does have, on occasion, some advantages to Renshen and is very frequent substitution for it. Though, because of this frequent substitution, Codenopsis isn't all that cheap these days either, though it does still remain quite a bit cheaper than the Renshen. So that's often used instead of the Renshen, instead of the ginseng. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, although if you want a particularly strong formula, you stick with the Renshen. So as I've mentioned earlier, this formula is a combination of two formulas, Four Gentlemen Decoction or Sijunzitag, and Four Substance Decoction, Siwutang, with the addition of Rogue, the Cinnamomum cortex, and Astragalus radix, the Huangqi. Huangqi is described as being the first among all of the qi tonifying herbs. Now that's interesting because in my mind, Renshen has always been this. But Huangqi does have special qualities of its own that Renshen just can't touch. It powerfully stimulates the qi dynamic. So it sets the body up for creating qi. It raises the yang. It raises the warmth. That's why I told you earlier. It raises things. And it disperses the blood and essences throughout the entire body. So this isn't a dispersal of get rid of the blood and essences. This is, let's make sure this gets throughout the entire body. When we say disperse, we're talking about that in its transportation type function. So this is a really, really powerful herb at many levels and commonly used for building qi, especially when it needs to be a bit warm, especially when there's some constraint. This is a really fantastic herb. And so it does a lot of functions in the Shichuan Dabutang. Rogue tonifies the fire at the gate of vitality to assist the yang. So again, we have that yang function. And in this context, we're really kind of talking about warmth out of the yang. We'll talk more about yang and what that means in future episodes. Its warmth enters the blood to open the vessels and facilitate the movement of blood. And it stimulates the qi dynamic. Again, it stimulates the qi dynamic and transformation throughout the entire body. So this is a really great herb for warming, moving again. There's some movement aspects to this. But I like the idea it opens the vessels and facilitates the movement of blood. So it actually, if something's stuck or stagnant, this can help open that up. So it's a fantastic herb for that context. Very warm. And so, some constraint needs to be used in that context. You need to make sure there's some cold or some during time in the environment where it is colder. My teacher, when he would prescribe this formula, it was generally during the winter when it was colder, so that it was pretty good. Though sometimes he would do it in the summer and say the summer's warm already, and this is a great way to add warmth. So a early 20th century Chinese scholar, Zhang Bin Cheng, wrote in Convenient Reader of Established Formula, he says, "The tonifying properties of all herbs that receive the power of its warming nourishment are greatly increased." He's talking about Sichuan Dabutang. Therefore, their efficacy is also greatly increased. So what he's saying here, warming nourishment adds to the tonifying powers of all the other herbs. So their efficacy is also greatly increased. Not only yang deficiency, so deficiency of yang, but also yin deficiency can be warmed, because without the yang, the yin cannot be generated. So this is a very standard sort of, I don't know if it's a saying, but it certainly is. It's not really a rule, but it's something we know about as herbalists, that you can't tonify the yang without tonifying the yin, and vice versa to a certain extent. So this does help both. It is a yang tonifying side of it, but the yin should not be left out in this. We've already discussed Sijun Zetang and the harmonious nature of its four. Let's get into Siwu Tang and talk about what its formula. So Siwu Tang is the primary tonifying blood formula, just like Sijun Zetang is the primary tonifying qi formula. There are two nourished blood herbs, Shudiwang and Baishao, directly support the yin and blood and help build it. So again, Shudiwang, Romania, and Baishao is peony, and they directly support the yin and blood and help build it. So we've been talking about yang, and yet yin is important here. Yin and blood are related, and often they help each other. So these two formulas directly support the yin and blood and help build it. To tonify and invigorate the blood herbs. So we have those two nourish the blood herbs. We have Dongwei, which helps. So remember, Dongwei, we said, is actually part of the tonify blood category. But here we're saying it tonifies and invigorates the blood herbs. And that's really Dongwei. That's a good description of what Dongwei does. Is it doesn't just tonify, it also helps move. And in this context, what we talk about is it helps the qi of the blood. So remember, qi, we haven't gone into a big, long discussion of what qi is. We will at some point. Believe me, that'll be a great episode. But qi, blood is considered like a very dense manifestation of qi. So qi of the blood, qi and blood are very tightly connected. So Dongwei helps the qi of the blood and adds a moving component to the formula. And as we mentioned, the fourth herb in Siwu Tang is Chuangchang, which builds and moves blood. So it builds and it moves blood. So it builds a little bit, moves blood quite a bit. It is a blood mover, blood moving herb, and it's very useful in that category. So we have two nourish the blood herbs. We have two tonify and invigorate the blood herbs. And that's Siwu Tang. Again, a very nicely balanced formula. So there is some commentary on Shichuan Dabutang. This formula is very commonly used for qi and blood deficiency, especially when there's more qi than blood deficiency with cold symptoms. So cold symptoms are an important concept here, that there's some qi and blood deficiency and some cold symptoms. And we'll talk about those cold symptoms in just a second. A wonderful quote from the Qing Dynasty physician Wang Zijie in Selected Annotations to Ancient Formulas from the Garden of Crimson Snow was translated by Scheid, Bensky, Ellis, and Barillet in their book. Adding astragale radix, huangqi, and cinnamomum cortex, rogue, to four gentlemen decoctions, Sijun Zetang, and four substance decoction, Siwu Tang, produces a complex strategy of hardening and softening. The spleen is a soft organ, which is controlled by the hardening herbs in four gentlemen decoction, Sijun Zetang. Concerned that excessive hardening may harm its softness, one adds astragale radix huangqi to support the softening qi. The liver is a hard organ, which is controlled by the softening herbs in four substance decoction, Siwu Tang. Concerned that excessive softening may harm its hardness, one adds cinnamomum cortex, rogue, in order to shield its hardness. Attentive to every detail, this new formula can truly be referred to as all-inclusive. For only the tonification of liver and spleen can be called great, as explained in Chapter 29 of Basic Questions. In that Chapter 29, it says, the spleen normally contacts the stomach and is the essence or earth. modeling itself on heaven and earth, the earth produces the myriad things. So what this is saying is, and the quote goes on, it is the root of the postnatal life. Although the liver is a male yin organ that occupies an inferior position, one has nevertheless to worry about its ability of using its excess to exploit any deficiency. We often, going out of the quote here, we often talk about the liver going and attacking the spleen, because the liver can exploit. When the spleen is deficient, the liver excess can go and exploit it. Going back to the quote, hence, one must include a strategy whereby hardening and softening herbs mutually control each other in any formula that augments and tonifies. So that's what this formula does. Harmonizing the liver and constructing the spleen, this formula restores the unceasing transformative processes of the middle pallus. Middle pallus meaning the mid-burner, as we say, but it often is the liver and spleen. Establishing it like heaven and earth as a place for the production of the myriad things. Therefore, it is called all-inclusive tonification. So there are several modifications for this formula. For palpitation, so that's an unusual awareness of one's heartbeat. Add Shishandra fructus, Wuwedza, Xisiphe spinosae semen, or Swanzhou Ren. Swanzhou Ren is basically seeds. That's semen seeds. For severe sweating, add Ostrea concha, muli, and Fusilla ossis mastodi, longu, so longu muli. These are the stabilize and bind category of herbs, so they will hold in the sweat. For lung and heart yin deficiency in chronic conditions like bronchial carcinoma or tuberculosis, add Polygale radix, Yuanzhir, Shishandra fructus, Wuwedza, and Aurantia fructus, Zhirka. So those for lung and heart yin deficiency, which is a very specific Chinese condition. Additional modifications for malnutrition and emaciation with poor appetite, add Dioscorea rhizoma, Shan Yao, and Urealis semen, Qian Shi. Qi and blood deficiency causing sores and abscesses, add Aurantia fructus, Zhirka, which we just mentioned, Cyperi rhizoma, Shang Fu, and Forsythia fructus, Lian Chao. For fatigue and general aches and pains, add Pinellia rhizoma preparatum, or Bansha, or Zhir Bansha, and Cinnamomum ramulus, Gui Zhir. So Cinnamomum ramulus is the twigs of the cinnamon tree rather than the cortex or the bark, which is what we have in the main formula. Painful obstructive syndrome, Bizhong. This is a whole category of syndromes in Chinese medicine, which can cause lots of different things, but we often associate it with things like arthritis or rheumatism or things along those lines. So kind of pain that's kind of there on a chronic basis. You can add Acaranthus bidente radix or Nyoshi, and Dipsaki or Dipsaisi radix Shuduan. Those are common modifications of this formula. Some more modifications include for general weakness and deficiency, combined with Xiaojian Zhang Tang minor construct the middle decoction. Fatigue due to spleen deficiency, combined with Gui Pitong, restore the spleen decoction. That also adds, Gui Pitong also adds an element of spleen and heart to this. Palpitations, fear and fright, combined with Yang Xing Tang or nourish the heart decoction. Menopausal symptoms, not responding to nourish yin and clear deficiency heat herbs, add Aconite radix lateralis preparata, Jir Fuzhe. So this is Fuzhe, this is aconite, a very, probably one of the hottest substances we have in our Chinese formulary. And so this is something that's possible to do when there is some deficiency in yang, some heat needed. You can add that into the menopausal symptoms. For some comparisons with other formulas, let's talk about that. So one of the things that we've talked about with Sichuan Dabutang is it combines Jun Zitong and Siwu Tong, so the four gentlemen and the four substance decoctions. There's another formula that does it as well, which is called Eight Treasure Decoction, or Bajin Tong. And the difference between Shichuan Dabutong and Bajin Tong, Shichuan Dabutong also adds in that cinnamon and astragalus, which is not in the Eight Treasure. The Eight Treasures are just a combination of the four gentlemen and the four substance decoction, and that equals eight. So it does not have the warmth that the Shichuan Dabutong. So both will tonify qi and blood. Shichuan Dabutong focuses more on warming the yang and moving the qi and blood, and is used more for patients with symptoms like cold extremities and or weakness in the lower body. Bajin Tong can be used for conditions with periodic chills and fevers. So generally, if there's not cold involved, probably stick to the Bajin Tong. If there's more cold involved, you definitely want to start looking at the Shichuan Dabutong. Another formula to look at is ginseng decoction to nourish luxuriance, or Renshen Yang Rong Tong, which treats qi and blood deficiency as well. Ginseng decoction to nourish luxuriance uses baisha, white peony, and is slightly cooling. So it's a little bit on the cooling side, while Shichuan is on the warming side. Yuan Zhi, Palagala, and Wu Weizi, Shishandra, focus more on the heart. So if there's more heart involvement, you want to look at ginseng decoction, nourish luxuriance. Shichuan uses the warming liver herb Chuangshang, and is used more often in gynecological orders and patterns of liver blood deficiency. So especially if you have some blood deficiency, it can be global, it can be caused by from spleen deficiency, but if there's liver blood deficiency, you want to go with the Shichuan. If there's heart blood deficiency, you might want to think a little bit more about the ginseng decoction to nourish luxuriance. What are some of the biomedical indications of this? Why would someone use this from a biomedical point of view? In China, this formula is used to treat anemia, which makes sense because it's a tonified blood formula. Chronic urticaria, so urticaria are hives. And non-healing ulcers, neutropenia, so this is a deficiency of neutrophils, which are a component of the blood, chronic atrophic gastritis, so gastritis is inflammation of the stomach, chronic is obviously it's an ongoing, atrophic means that it's actually kind of atrophying the stomach, so this is a specific condition, gastric prolapse, so the stomach can actually go out of its normal position and prolapse. Shwachman or Shwachman-Diamond syndrome, which is a rare genetic disorder characterized by pancreatic insufficiency, so the pancreas isn't doing what it's supposed to do, bone marrow disruption, and skeletal abnormalities. So that's a pretty rare genetic disorder. And this has been used to treat that. Meniere's syndrome. So Meniere's syndrome is involving vertigo and tinnitus, ringing in the ears. It's very distracting, very disconcerting for the patients who have it. And Sheehan syndrome, which is postpartum hypopituitarism, which means the pituitary is not sending out enough of its hormones as it should. It may help with postoperative recovery, and it's used with chemo and radiation therapy. Generally, I prefer to wait to tonify until the therapies are over, but some people do tonify during chemo and radiation therapy, and this is definitely one of those formulas that should be considered in many cases. So the following claims, the science behind this, the following claims are made about Shichuan Dabutong. However, there's only in vitro or animal studies to support them. So in vitro means in the petri dish, in the dish, so bench research, not in live people, which would be in vivo, or animal studies, so not done in humans. These are relatively low-quality studies. Well, not low-quality. They can be very high-quality studies, but they're not necessarily relevant to the human, but they indicate that it could be helpful. So some of these include slowed growth of liver cancers induced in rats, increased activation of the immune system, and anti-tumor effects. So we see that this can definitely be used in malignancies. A retroactive clinical study showed better white cell counts and hemoglobin in breast cancer patients when taking Sichuan Dabitong during chemotherapy. So it helped protect during chemotherapy in breast cancer patients. An interesting study shows in vitro evidence the combination in this formula produces immunostimulating effects not shown by the individual herbs. What this means is that it can actually help boost the immune system. And none of the individual herbs don't show this, but together they might have that immunostimulatory effect. It stimulates cytokine production by Peyer's patch cells. So cytokines are chemicals that are used in the body to stimulate various processes and are part, generally considered part of the immune response. Peyer's patch cells are cells, lymphoid type cells, that are primarily in gastric system. So those are important as well. So this would stimulate the immune response, especially in the gastric system, the digestive system. A small clinical study showed higher hemoglobin levels in female patients undergoing hip surgery with autologous blood donation when using Sichuan Dabitong. So they're undergoing hip surgery. Autologous blood donations means they've donated the blood themselves for themselves. So when they've done that, there were higher hemoglobin levels in patients undergoing hip surgery when using this. A single case study, so it's a human study, which is useful, but it's only one case study. A case study means one person or maybe a handful of people. So that Sichuan Dabitong can help Shwachman syndrome, which involves pancreatic bone marrow cell dysfunction. So we mentioned that earlier, but that was one case study. So there are some potentials for drug-herb interactions. Huang Qi, Dongui, Ren Shen, Rogui have all been shown to potentially inhibit cytochrome P453A4. Now, cytochrome P453A4 is one of our major targets for potential drug-herb interactions. So the fact that these herbs may inhibit it is definitely of concern of drug-herb interactions. Gansao and Shudiwang may induce it. So you might have some balancing there between those two. So in other words, four herbs that inhibit, two herbs that induce it, some stronger than others. It might balance out, might not, but it certainly is a concern for drug-herb interactions. Dongui inhibits P-glycoprotein. So P-glycoprotein is another potential target for drug-herb interactions. If you want to know more about the cytochrome P450 and P-glycoprotein, I do have some CEUs that are available that will discuss those in much greater detail. But suffice it to say, there are quite a few potential drug-herb interactions, but most are low-level D-level evidence. Generally, many herbs potentially interfere with anticoagulants, especially Dongui and ginger and Renshen. This is level C evidence, not level D, so it's a step above D. The level of evidence go from A to D, A being very strong evidence, D being not really any evidence in humans, but there is some evidence supporting the interaction. Level C is where we're starting to see some evidence in humans, but not in major studies, just more case studies. Certainly something to be aware of, but not necessarily definitive. Gansao may increase blood pressure. That's level C. Renshen may raise plasma levels of raltegravir, which is a cancer drug. Shudi may have caused increased side effects when combined with clozapin, quetiapin, or olanzapine. These are all antipsychotics, and so there may be some increased side effects with shudi and antipsychotics. So those are the drug-herb interactions. There are some general concerns for this formula. This is a very tonifying formula and therefore should not be used in conditions of excess with signs such as a thick coating on the tongue or a strong and forceful pulse. It is warm and therefore contraindicated in patients with heat or excess conditions. Without any more delay, let's get into this wonderful interview with Dr. Min Fan about Sichuan Dabitong, as well as a few curves. So this is an interview with Dr. Min Fan about Sichuan Dabitong. Thank you, Min. I appreciate Dr. Fan, Daifu. Thank you for coming and spending a little bit of time chatting with us.
You're welcome, Greg. It's my pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So Dr. Fan is my personal acupuncturist, and I have been on Sichuan Dabutan for over a year now, I think, which is unusual for Dr. Fan. Dr. Fan usually likes to change up formulas for the seasons, and he had me on this for quite a while, so I thought I'd bring him in as we're discussing this formula and have a little chat about the formula in general, and then a little bit more specifically why he chose it for me. And why don't we start with, what is it about Sichuan Dabutan that you like?
All right. Well, you know, as we know, Sichuan Dabutan, Shi means 10. So this formula has 10 ingredients. And four of them is from four gentlemen. And another four ingredients are the four substances of Dengui. They are very well balanced, invigorating and tonifying both qi and the blood, and plus the Huang Qi and the Rou Gui. And that would make this formula leaning towards the qi tonic. But if we remember, there's a traditional formula called the Dengui tonifying blood decoction. And since the Dengui as a name being mentioned as the name of formula, we assume that a Dengui is the chief herb and also carries the most heavy in quantity. But surprisingly, this formula actually has more Huang Qi astragalus versus Dengui. And the idea of Dr. Li Dongyuan was to promoting the strength of the qi in order to generating more blood. So even the name of that is a Dengui Buxue tonifying blood decoction, but it really is tonifying the qi in order to tonify blood. So coming back to Sichuan Dabutan, by adding Huang Qi into Dengui 4 and 4 gentlemen, that would significantly increase the strength of tonifying qi in order to invigorating and tonifying blood. Then here talks about the difference in between invigorating and tonifying. And the tonifying is the image of increasing the quantity of the qi, and the invigorating is the image of enforce the movement of the qi. So relatively, they both are important, but we must have good quantity in order to have good strength, good enforcement. So that's why Huang Qi does both, but the more tonifying qi first. Then Rou Gui adding into this formula just to add more warmth. Also is the image of, number one, improve and increase the power of a movement. Number two, we all know that Rou Gui has a traditional function of leading the fire back to the source. So Rou Gui can balance in between yin and yang, and the balance in between tonifying and invigorating. That's another reason keep small amount of Rou Gui into the formula.
Fantastic. So as we've, you know, it's Sichuan Dabutan. It translates as 10 all great or all great tonifying decoction. And so it tonifies the qi and the blood you've mentioned, and you also mentioned yin and yang. So how is it relatively? How does it, is it more of a qi and blood? Does it sufficiently do yin and yang, or does it just support the yin and yang?
Well, you know, this is kind of a generalized issue, because the qi symbolizes yang and the blood symbolizes yin, because the qi is a relatively non-substantial, and versus the blood is relatively more substantial. So tonifying blood equivalent to the image of a tonifying yin, and it tonifies qi equivalent to image of a tonifying yang. So this is how to balance the yin and the yang. And then we know, if we carefully divide those issues, then there's difference in between blood and the yin. But in general, in all the substantial, all the substance are considered yin, such as the blood, body fluid, and essence, lubrication, muscle tissues, you know, those are considered, all included as yin. So this formula, actually, they have very gentle and neutral nature. So it's very reasonable to believe that they can tonify and harmonize yin and yang both. Because once yin and yang become more extreme, then it actually turning into yin and yang. For example, yang would give more warm temperature, more strong force and power, and yin would leaning more towards the substance, body fluid, and the yin itself. So at this point, and this formula is good for any kind of yin and yang of the balance because it has a gentle and a neutral nature.
Thank you for that. So, you know, Sichuan Dabutang is one of those basic formulas that are used quite frequently, especially for tonification. Well, it's a tonifying formula, so of course it's used for tonification. Why did you choose to use that in my case and for so long? So, and feel free to discuss my case. I'm pretty open. And
well, in general speaking, you know, when we're learning the herbology, we always categorize the formula and the herbs. So this formula as a Sichuan Dabutang, as Greg just mentioned, translated as a 10 ingredients, the perfect tonifying decoction. And it seems like it tonifies everything. But to categorize this formula, it's under the category of a qi and a blood tonic. You know, so as at the beginning of practice and learning, all the students simply follow the category of formula. So when they need to pick up a qi and a blood tonic, and the Sichuan Dabutang actually is on the top of their list. But if you're digging into the ingredients and the principle, otherwise the strategy of the structure of this formula, it is actually, you know, I mentioned earlier, it has a very gentle nature, and also it's named perfectly tonify for good reason, because it is a very well balanced among invigorating and tonifying, which are the two opposite treatment methods. You know, so let me get into the details. For example, the four gentlemen, there's supposed to be qi tonics, but besides Renshen, sometimes we replace that with the Dangshen, which is better to strengthening and improving digestion. Traditionally, we call that strengthening spleen, better than Renshen. But besides this ingredient and Baizhu, Fuling, and Gancao, those are not the strongest qi tonic. They actually functioning gently and by strengthening spleen and tonifying spleen qi in order to improve the entire qi level. So these four gentlemen, you know, they are really gentlemen because they're gentle. They're not very aggressively tonifying. And so this is just an example. You know, then looking at the Dangui four substance decoction, and again, they don't just power up all the strong blood tonics. They actually also has a very good function of invigorating blood. So again, this is very gentle. Then by adding Huang Qi, they will improve the Qi movement and the Qi production. You know, then talking about the Greg, and the Greg relatively is in reasonable health condition and younger age. Well, I'll let him tell you later how old exactly he is. but from a healthcare perspective, he's relatively in the younger age. So at this point, he does not need very strong heavy-duty tonic in order to tonify qi and the blood. Otherwise, he's not terribly deficient. And by the same time, due to the modern society lifestyle, and for being a professor, being a scholar, and being a doctor, and also being an administrator, I assume, and actually it's more than assume, because I see more functional related, maybe stress related issues, that to be more specific, we need invigorating qi, we need to transform the fluid in order to reduce the dampness stagnation. And then also we need to harmonizing the function among all the organs. And if I have to use the traditional term, would be harmonizing sanjiao, which is the three burners, involve all the entire organ systems. So in order to achieve that, and I need something to cover all those issues perfectly. And of course, you know, there's a priority among, you know, different issues. So this is pretty much the first reason I choose this formula for Greg.
Thank you. I have a couple more questions to follow up on that. So in general, one of the things that you do, and talk to us a little bit, there's two styles of creating a formula. One is to use a traditional formula and modify that. There's sort of also a more modern approach, which is more of a modular approach, where you take a two or three herb combinations and kind of form them into a formula. Generally, I've seen over the years of going to you, and I've been going to you for quite many years, and you were my teacher over 20 years ago, so yes, we have a long history. You tend to be a little bit more on that modular side, where you take the essence of formulas and kind of combine them for the individual. So it was a little interesting, because most of my formulas up to this point were sort of that modular form, and then you put me on Sichuan Dabitang. So talk to us a little bit about that, the different approaches, and okay, why you chose to go more of a traditional route.
All right. Well, this is a very good question, because traditionally in the training of a Chinese medicine, there are two styles. One is called the modern style, one is called the classical style. And the modern style, just based on the current experience of individual and plus the pharmaceutical study and you know, whatever, and also people exchange the information. And so then people create their own formula for their patients individually. And so we call them modern style. Then there's also traditional style, and which is based on deep understanding and the study from those traditional formulas, such like Dr. Zhang Zhongjing's book, you know, the famous Shanghanlun and the Golden Chamber. And the traditional style, usually people use fewer herbs, and they directly taking the formula exactly as it is, or at least take the principle from each formula, then make none or very little modification when it's necessary. So when I grew up in China, my professor was a traditional style. He used very few herbs and very heavy dose, and combined the strong function together, and to achieve the purpose of the treatment very clearly, strongly, quickly, and heavily. Well, I definitely have learned a lot from him, and the traditional Chinese medicine, you know, it's like a military strategy. You know, you don't want to add anything in your formula unnecessarily. So each soldier has its own purpose or assignment. So that's a classical style. But then we are living in the modern society, and we have a lot of modern problems. For example, the stress, the depression, and also, you know, a lot of modern diseases. For example, the cancer and or cardiovascular disorder, you know, seems like those are associated with a modern lifestyle. So then we can't totally ignoring that. Then when we provide healthcare, we have to take that into consideration. And so I also make modification when it's necessary, because I think that I prefer, as an individual practitioner, I should have my own style rather than the modern style or classical style. And then talking about the Greg condition, at the beginning, and when I look at his condition, I was treating something more specific, more individual, and more personal. Otherwise, he has his own, you know. But once I brought him back to the better health condition, and if you forgive me of not being so humble, when I saw the improvement of his health condition and the better balanced, then his care became more maintenance rather than the aggressive treatment. So with maintenance treatment, that was actually allowing me to look into the condition as one of the general public in general. So that would otherwise, that would more allowing me to do the general care, like generally invigorating qi and the blood. For example, you know, for these past years, I've seen him improve containing dampness. You know, he has less dampness, stagnation. So then I don't have to heavily attack this dampness. Then that will give me the opportunity to overall balance his qi and the blood production and the movement. That's the main reason. Then also Greg mentioned that taking herbal medicine is very seasonal, which is true. You know, we have four different seasons, you know, caused by Mother Earth. Maybe we'll put these to the next question.
Thank you very much. So
you're welcome.
We have, you did mention, just mention seasonality, and I was used to every season you changing, and that's going back to that, I needed a little bit more specifics. One of the things that I loved about you changing seasonality was that the formulas seemed to take the best part of the season and applied it, because you'd always say it's summer, so we're going to tonify heat while we're in the summer. So what you're saying is I was at a place that I didn't need such aggressive approaches. Would you say that, or am I stating that too strongly?
Well, at the beginning of our treatment cycle, and I was treating more specific condition, you know, then the dampness accumulation was one of them. And we both realized that was one of the big issues that we were facing. But after a while, once we get rid of the dampness accumulation successfully, and then that allowed me to go in back to the generalized maintenance care.
Okay.
Yeah, so by doing the maintenance care, that was the reason that you were on the Shichuan Dabutang for a relatively long time.
Great. So let's talk about the next stage, because I just saw you a few days ago, a little less than a week ago, mm-hmm. and you did change me back to a sort of a more modern approach of a formula as we're entering the winter. So is that the seasonality? Is there? Did you see something that you felt needed to be changed from the Sichuan Dabutang?
It's a more seasonality, because you know, we have four different seasons. You know, the winter is more, you know, dispersing. If you wanted me to go over those four seasons, yes?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. So the spring is more dispersing, developing. There's a natural yang rising. So for that, we need to obey and follow the yang rising rather than try to shut it down. But at the same time, we want this yang rising to be at a reasonable level, rather than, you know, overly aggressive. And then summer is establishment of the yang. And then you need to prepare for the yin, because in between summer and fall, the season changes ingredient from, changes the nature and the category, changes the category from yang into yin. And so we need to take that into consideration. Then fall and the winter, both are the yin season. The fall is for harvest, and there's a killing energy for good, killing all the leaves from the trees, killing all the bugs. And then winter is the season for hibernation, and to restore the essence, restore the condition, repair the damage, and prepare for the next year. So winter is the most significant year to tonify and refill kidney jing. But then, here would lead to another question, how to refill kidney jing. But it's not everybody suitable to take huge advantage of winter to refill the jing, only when you're in good, reasonable, workable condition. And so this is where we are. And for Greg, actually, we can go either way, it won't be wrong. You know, earlier I mentioned that Greg was on Sichuan Dabutang for a long period of time because he was doing well throughout the year. You know, so, and for that, we do not want to change the nature of our health condition significantly. We just let body instinctively lead where it needs to go. And also, I did not really see significant lifestyle change in Greg's life, you know. But then, at this point, since he's doing well and he's in well-balanced health condition, then it actually allows us to take advantage of winter season to refill the gene and to restore the function. So that's why I have decided to just change into that. But again, either way is fine, because you probably remember earlier I used the word of workable. A lot of times, workable condition actually is very important. Then we, in our treatment cycle, when we're facing the challenge, very often we actually have to take a first step, which is making the condition become more and more workable before we actually can work on the actual condition as a primary concern.
Well, thank you for that. That was a great explanation. You did mention Jing, and one of the things with Jing, of course, is animal products, and that was a question you had of me, and that's the new formula has quite a few, or at least, no, quite three of mm-hmm. the ingredients are animals, which is quite a bit in Chinese formulas in general, to have three different animal products. So that certainly supports that Jing aspect mm-hmm. of that. One of the questions before we get off of the Sichuan Dabutang, when you look at some of the literature, especially around four substance decoction, the Siwutang, they will talk about the qi of the blood and the blood of the blood, or the substance of the blood. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes. Qi and the blood, they both belong to our body, and you can't perfectly separate them. When we are easy in our process of a learning, process of a thinking, then we sometimes categorize them, and also we have to, if it's possible, then we have to give them a certain quantity or percentage. But really, the Chinese medicine recognizes our body as a whole thing, and the qi and the blood, they're always mixed together. Use the traditional theory, then we know that the blood carries qi, and the qi pushes the blood, to keep it simple. So they run together. When one disappears, the other one has nowhere to stay. They both will die. And they survive together, they die together. So that's why we look at them always as a whole thing.
Very cool. Thank you very much. You're my first guest on the podcast, which is probably, this is one of the first podcasts, so that makes sense. One of the traditions that I wanted to ask everybody is, as they come on the show, is what is your favorite single herb and why?
Good question. Well, without having time to think about it, just to quickly react, my favorite would be dahuang, the rhubarb. The reason of that is rhubarb has a very clean and a cool nature, and it discharges anything dirty. Talking about today's modern lifestyle, and lot of conditions, if you can call them disease, but sometimes those are not quite a disease. They're just the condition, including the cancer, including heart attack. Those are very critical condition, and they actually are created by society, created by wrong lifestyle. Otherwise, we have so much dirty stuff pile up in us, both physically and emotionally. And those things need to be cleaned out, need to be discharged. And dahuang, rhubarb, as the number one choice of discharging herbs. And it can significantly achieve that. Plus, if you deep fry dahuang, it turning into the blood level, as earlier we talked about qi and blood level. And the dahuang also can invigorating the blood to clean out the system in the blood level as well. And so that would also, answer our question earlier that you cannot perfectly separating the issue in between qi and the blood. So dahuang is my favorite.
Interested. Thank you very much for that. There's something you wanted to give as a piece of advice or wisdom to somebody starting Chinese herbology. Is there anything you might?
Well, I assume our audience can be anybody. If you're one of the general public and they're looking for, some ways to promoting your health condition, you know, taking better care of your loved ones, and the traditional Chinese medicine definitely is a good way to go. And if you're one of the professionals, whether it's the students, the practitioners, or teachers, my colleagues, and you are doing the right thing, I'm honored to be here to speak with you. But the Chinese medicine carries thousands of years of ancient wisdom from China, or maybe from somewhere else, you know, and so this is definitely a wonderful thing for the modern society, and good luck to everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Fan. I do want to say that Dr. Fan does have a practice here in San Diego in Mission Valley, and you can find his contact info on the website, spurbsherbs.com. We'll be posting that there. And I just want to thank you again very much for taking time out of your busy day and coming by and having a chat with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg, for having me.
And that's it for Shichuan Dabutong. Thank you very much for listening today. And when you buy from Amazon, please go to our website and use the banner ad on our homepage. That'll help support us. You can, of course, always get in touch with me at Dr. Greg at spurbsherbs.com. So that's D-R-G-R-E-G at spurbsherbs.com, S-P-E-R-B-S-H-E-R-B-S.com. My name is Dr. Greg Sperber. You can also contact us at my website at www.spurbsherbs.com. And again, thank you very much for listening. Our next exciting episode of Spurbs Herbs will be on the Chinese single Shaoren Momum Fructus, which I always knew as, I always learned as cardamom, but is it really? Let's find out.
Spurbs Herbs.
The proceeding was presented by Dr. Greg Sperber. We would like to thank Janelle for all her support and everybody else who contributed to this program.
Janelle.
Timothy Dobbins.
Roger Campbell.